Right, we have in Yoni Negoyim, we're up to the Tumas of Netek. So Netek is the purity of Netek is the hair of the head, hair or the beard, which fell off, sheer gris. Even if there's, it has the same neged to it, even if there's not a neged from the Dal Maris Negei Arbasar, it's going to be considered a neged. Netek and Kerkes Gebachas, we might as well know last year that the Chilik of Netek and Kerkes Gebachas is that Netek is Aidei Machla B'dei Shemayim, and it's going to end up going back. It's a temporary falling out of the here. Hashem Kain, if it came Aidei Odom, you ate something, or a person got a. This is a Machla, it's not going to come back. The person just goes bald, it's not because of Netek, has Dino Kerkes Gebachas, which only be Mitame if you have one of the four Maris in the Goyim. Hashem over here, being that this is an abnormal thing, the etzem here falling out, that's considered a nega, even if there isn't one of the four maris negoyim. Netek and karkas and bachas and netek, you do not have to have one of the four maris negoyim. Mechlekes Rambam Rebbe, whether you need a shemara or just etzem here falling out, Hashem and karkas and bachas has to be a shinei to one for our maris negoyim. The Rabbanu Chumash Yud Gimel Chav Tes says that the chilek is a netek is all the heroes of the reish. Sorry, that's going to be correct. It's a gabachas. That's going to be netek. It's tummy. Mashen kein, if a chilek of the hair falls off and there's hair around it, that's called netek, and that's going to be tummy even without a shinei mara. What are these simonei tumah by netek? So the Mishnah in Parakat Alva says, Seret Soiv Dak U Pesyun. Those are the two main simanim. Here is what's a tzahayv, and they're short. That's called Seret Soiv Dak. And that's going to be considered a Tzimun Tumah. Seeing that it's Katzer, the rest of the side doesn't mean Katzer from other hearers. Is the Shir Seir, or it means that it's Katzer from the Shir Seir. Ram Pasu Akiva, he says, Hui Shin Tils Bazuk Kamoish Banavis 11. To some of you, that the Pshan of the Rambam is like the first Pshan of the Rash, that it's shorter than other hears. Rambam Perchesach, Tom's recipe says, Kitsa Mishle, Netri Barisha, Zikna, Mishthesis, Suvindakin, Oy Yaser, Vinicham Netri Shechakla, Yaklet. In the Rambam, in the old Gersa, the Gersa Rambam was Dakin Veloy Yaser. According to that Gersa, it's Mavur in the Rambam, that if you have more than three Shthesaris, it's going to be Tar. Remember with the Frank Rambis is against the Oyu Yisr. That's Chaznish Magia Zayin Sefkot and Yud. Lemaitse, either way, it's like that's Archean, because if you say Oyu Yisr, so what's the happening with that if it's more change? Like, why should it be like that? And if you go Veloyu Yisr, it means if you have more than 2 years, it's not going to be Tamil. Why not? So Chashukhan Tzadik Beis says, just like we find if the hair is too long, it's not going to be a Tzimun Tumah. So if you have old, more hairs, that's not going to be a Tzimun Tumah. It's a Meretik Chiddush. Her Pashu says no Shaykhus. Pashu say hair longer is not a Tzimun Tumah. More hairs, each one is a Tzimun Tumah. Why should we Chisar? I'll go and ask Muslim Shan the Rambam that if it's more than Shtesaris, then it's Meretik Chiddush is going to be Tar. The negative is the lucky is that you have to have before the Tzir Lovin, that's to be But Seret Tzoyiv, there's a machlikus in Perkei Mishavis. Is there a Tanai or not? And the Maestri passing this Matam Ben Hafech and Shlei Hafech doesn't make difference in the order, and it's going to be Matam. The Matam is Pisin where it spreads. And the question is, how do you mag your Pisin by Netek? If you're like saying that Netek is just hair falling off itself, so Pisin would just be that more hair is falling off. But if you like to be Shani, well, they need Shani Mara. If you need a Shani Mara, it's enough that just the Mara spreads off. It doesn't do the hair falls off. Even just the Mara spreads off. That's enough if he has a cash. What's the reason you have to leave a Gluch and Netek Shtei Saris? In order to be Nicker spread or not, just look at the Mara. Mishnah Chweni says the Iker Nitek is the Nitek Haser, and if it would have been Nitek Haser, it's not Xer Netek. And won't be any pisyon. Ask this because the ma'isa the halach is that we leave 2 hairs around it to see if there's nikar pisyon. So it would seem the hashmais is the ikar is the shtei saris falling off. That's the ikar.
Shir Pesin over here, it's very interesting. Normally Pesin, this year is going to be a Shir Koshu. But the Maitz, the Mishnah Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, says, by the din of Giluach of... Ketzim Gach Zanetza, Megirich. Yeah, Chutzal Maniach, Shtei Sarah Samachli. You have to leave two Sarahs around it, Kadesh Nikr and Pasa, in order to be Nikr, whether it's going to be Pasa. Over here, Mishnah Masa, then you have to have two hairs in order to be Pisyan. It's going to be different than any other Pisyan. Perek Dalmash Alv says it's a Mashu. Over here it sounds like it's going to be a share of Shtei Cyrus. Okay, move on. The Rav Enter is kind of, that the share of Pisyan over here is going to be a share of Shtei Cyrus, and it's not going to be considered a Mashu. The Rambam, Perikud Alachabez, Pashas the Rambam, and the Rashin, Perikud Mishnah Zayin, says that Batsam, it's going to be a Mashu, it's not going to be Shtei Cyrus. Pisyan over here also is going to be a Mashu. So that is in Giluach, the Rav in Torah's Kanam says two Mahalchim. One Mahalch is that the Ikrish of Giluach is to the Necker is a Pisyon, and that's Etzim Sibis HaDavar. Why you have to do it at the beginning of the Tchias HaHeskel, why only after the first week in order to Necker a Pisyon? So he says the Pshat HaDavar is because the Tavya is that it doesn't spread until after the first week, that's the reason why only after the first week. The second Mahalch he says is the reason why we're doing it is Refua to see if it got better. He says, Dermit to the Kibas of the Begad, which is also to see whether the Nanga went away. Arsamech has a Prakvalach again, this is a Gluach, this is for Ripoy. That's more like the second Malach, I don't know. Malach Prakhat Salach Gimel says the Iker Gluach is just to know whether it's spread or not. He says, the Fiza come out, it's not really what it says. Just a Hechatimsa to know the information, therefore it would not be considered a Mitzvah say. Tachrinimat. To say it's a pelagodu, to accept another pregnant halacha. Come on, Yisham, you know, to say clearly it's to halachas on mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah kafala, if it's then me to call me dini mitzvah. So, about it's a mitzvah say. Okay, simone taira, the two simone taira by netek. One is just like the entire day, pricha bukulai. A nega, which is one of four minds. Like, okay, so to be here, by a nega netek, if all the sarosh or the beard falls off, that's going to be tar. The lachav is a little bit different than the regular pricha b'kulei. Over here, it's a simen taira. It doesn't make a difference whether it's after a p'tur or mitechatame. It's always going to be considered a simen taira. No way pricha b'kulei. If it's after the karmas mitarit, then it's not going to be tar. Mashangin over here, it's always going to be tar. No matter what. There's not a simen tire which is miyuchid more tafka by netek, is the luck is that if in the nega there's two black hairs, lav tafka black hairs, kipshutai, or then any hair which is not seretzov, it's going to be tire in the nega. Size of the hairs, the Ram says, prechaz lachavav, siru, the shear is kiddi lukuf reish leikrei. Even by Sir Lavani Paskins, the shear is Kedinatal Zog, Zodkas and Mishnah, and Marnia says, Halki Dirikon Lahachmer, Stifa Gabe, Sir Shacha, the Matzah, which is a Kula, you need a bigger shear. Chaim, in the previous shear, that the Halki Dirikon Lahachmer is not Mitam Safik, it's Tam Vadai, that the shear in Goyim is the Halacha that has to be after Pitro Chumra, and it's not just Mitam Safik. It's the Pashtus of Lashon Aramba, it's not like the Rash. The Ram says, "Parches to say shachar v'lovin any matzil." The Ram means the dark to say shachar is matzil any other kalan mice would not be matzil. And Parik, you and Mishnah Chazan Chovei says the Mechalik is the Rashi and the Rambam. Is he a soid that other Cyrus are matayr? Is a matayr only a ser soiv or is matayr also from a pistion? The Rash is Mavur and the Rav that it's only Matar Aser Tzoyiv, which saying Pisyon is not going to be Matar. Why should that be? Tzion brings down from the Karan, what's the Chilik? Tzion says, forget the Pesukim and Mashma, Dafka Aser Tzoyiv, and not Pisyon, and therefore that's the reason why Dafka Aser Tzoyiv is going to be Tar, and not Pisyon is not going to be Tar. It's Chilik on the Rash, Rav is Mavur, Perkes Lachaches, when it's Chuklik is Aser Lovin, Mavur Pisyon. That's a shachar, it's tar, even though the halachaseh, a shachar, the Rambam Pesach, it's also a mover like that. The Pesach is the one for the other one, Kipshutai. The Pesach is Just like you said, Soiv, it's Matirat, so too by Pistern is going to be Matirat.
And Imish the Gimus before that says, Shach is the difference between whether the Netik was the other air fell off, it's called Mashur, or Samach after the other Sarahs came off. It's called Samach. If the Netek Meach, the Mishnah said Samach Matzi Matzi Yatsov, Meat Pisyon, it doesn't make a difference where it is, and is a Matzah. Mashenke Meshur, if the Seh Shachar was left over after, that's going to be Matzah Meat Aser Yatsov, Meat Pisyon, Mechum Zifuzov, any Matzah, and that's sad. Hashirachim Meat Akam over there, when it's just left over, it's not going to be Matzah Meat Aser, it has to be Ruchik from the side, say Cyrus. After you were bald already, then it's matzah anywhere. I'm saying it just was left over, but like here, when it's falling, it has to be dafik when it's toicha nega, and from the side, it won't be matzah. So even though the halach is seir shachar is matzah, if it's a mevutzer, there is oifin which you have a netek and you have a seir shachar, which is not going to be matzah. What's the case? Cases you have a netek, which you have more than two grisim, and in between there's Ser Shachar in between, which is Makif in the middle of the Nekif from four sides. So the Ser Shachar is only Matzal and Netzik on the outside. Opposite, the Mishnah says that if you have two Nitakim and Shitasham Mapsik Vinayam, it's not going to be Matzalit. Instead of being Mapsik Vinayam on four sides, it's going to say two separate Nagayim, and the Ser Shachar is not going to be Tekhan Netzik. And therefore, the pnimi is not going to be matzah. Klap in the chitzain is totally the machlikas tanakam v'cham in the Mishnah before. So hey, tanakam is the chitz pnimi b'techa chitzain. So the chitz is a bitar. You know, kiva says the pnimi is not next to the chitzain. Then that need hasker. We call it in the machlikas. Two in the talking comment to one to be considered one. The two I found them. One way is if this seir, which is right like a gris. Have a shir stay service with stay mekremis, so therefore that makes it into nagacha. The mail of the seir shachar will be considered a mevutzer and considered tar.